Hey, by the way,
yeah.
I've got these symptoms of a partially collapsed lung. George has diagnosed you.
Please tell me he's not from WebMD. No matter what symptoms I put in on WebMD, it tells me I have cancer.
No, this is not.
Okay. Idea.
Severe chest pains.
Yeah.
Breathing problems.
Yeah.
Yep.
Coughing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone experiencing one of these symptoms should consult a physician.
See what I'm talking about?
That's so worthless. Why did I need to go to the internet for them to tell me that?
I know, I told you that earlier.
Well, I'm going today.
That's good.
Got an appointment at 11 with a physician's assistant.
You want me to refer you to someone since I have already examined you?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sure you've got a punchline ready.
They can't give you drugs, can they?
Yeah, I don't know. Can physician's assistants prescribe you things?
Yeah. They're not real doctors, but they can.
Can they order x-rays? Because I really need x-rays.
Yes.
We heard his phone conversation. He demanded a booty exam when he went.
Yes, ma'am. I also want to know, is there any way you can kind of check my lungs for health anally? Is it? can y'all do that? Do you have that technology?
He also asked for a happy ending.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
And let's say that you find something wrong with my lung anally. Could you move around front then? Or is that...
You're a creep.
He is a
creep. I do. I've never seen this girl. Do you hope that she's hot, or do you hope she's not hot?
Not.
Right.
No, I think you hope she is.
You know, I'm thinking, I think I may have seen this physician's assistant up to my doctor's office before when I was up there getting my protease inhibitors. And I think that she is a really hot Indian girl.
Nothing wrong with that.
From the country of India, which I have a particular interest in lately.
Why do you guys want her not to be hot?
Just because you got to take off your shirt around her, and
it just seems more medical.
You really let yourself go.
Yeah,
just don't want to hear anything like that.
You are not much of a man, are you?
Stop!
Oh, sorry, we can't make him laugh.
I'm very frightened.
You're probably fine.
You're
man,
right,
I don't know about that part, though.
You're right, George. You're
leaking a lot of air out of those lungs.
You had a problem in your seat.
Okay, now, please drop your trousers. And then she makes a note to her assistant. Please note, very small penis.
Lung injury has caused severe shrinkage of the penis.
Amazing.
Please also note on his chart, this is somebody I would never date.
His penis makes him an insubstantial male. Please make note of that.
Jeez.
She's talking into her little dictaphone thing. Subject is male, barely.
Okay. But even an ugly female doctor could have those same opinions of you.
Yeah, but it's just not as insulting. Because she's sitting there saying all this bad stuff about you, and you're saying, yeah, well, you're an ugly bitch.
Right.
Wow.
So you can get back at the ugly one.
Yeah.
That's really ugly talk.
I don't know why a doctor's exam has turned into getting back at someone. And oh, it hurts so bad. I can't even tell you how bad this hurts.
We have the results back.
They're not going to give you any sort of medicine.
We have the results back from your tests and x-rays. Your lungs appear to be fine. However, your penis is incredibly small, and we recommend an enlargement.
Your lungs appear to be fine, but we found that you are a hermaphrodite.
You are better suited to be a female.
We can make the conversion here.
Amazing.
Very quickly, there's not much to get rid of.
You will be able to have babies inside of you.
What?
I don't know.
Just do the corner.
Well, Dina says, I can't even do the corner now because I can't breathe. Because he's made me lose all my lung with laughing.
Doing female Indian killer doctor?
Yeah. Dina says that she had to go see a physician's assistant who was female, said that that woman was better than the doctor. Hmm. The physician's assistant seemed to care a little bit more than the doctor and was a little more thorough. She says, go before death occurs. Well, that's good advice, Dina. Thank you.